a woman to walk the streets these days," said Mrs. Cake. "But Mr. Poombs's wonderful dog would frighten away the most dangerous criminal," said Ludmilla. On cue, Lupine barked helpfully and begged. Mrs. Cake regarded him critically. "He's certainly a very obedient animal," she said reluctantly. "That's settled then," said Ludmilla. "I'll fetch my shawl." Lupine rolled over. Windle nudged him with a foot. "Be good," he said. There was a meaningful cough from One Man Bucket. All right," said Mrs. Cake. She took a bundle of matches from the dresser, lit one absent-mindedly with her fingernail, and dropped it into the whiskey glass. It burned with a blue flame, and somewhere in the spirit world the spectre of a stiff double lasted just long enough. As Windle Poons left the house, he thought he could hear a ghostly voice raised in song. The trolley stopped. It swiveled from side to side, as if observing the wizards. Then it did a fast three-point turn and trundled off at high speed. "Get it!" bellowed the Arch-Chancellor. He aimed his staff and got off a fireball which turned a small area of cobblestones into something yellow and bubbly. The speeding trolley rocked wildly but kept going, with one wheel rattling and squeaking.
End of CD 5.